When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. An instinct I can justify. Baby, I want the jokes.
And I'm pleased.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I'm the voice of Dumois. If you've been tuning in, you know by now I'm using a voice distorter. I'll be using this voice from now on. Let me know what you think. And of course, this will not change the fact that I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're discussing an update on Timothée Chalamet, Nina Dobrev and Shaun White, and Kim, Pete, and Kanye. Plus a recent picture of Armie Hammer and an exclusive update on Britney Spears. We're discussing all of this and more with comedian, podcaster, and content creator Chris Burns, aka Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Do You. Today, we have someone whose videos have just been so joyful for me to watch for years. When did you start videoing? I want to say 2018.
I think even sooner than that. Like, I moved to the city in 2012, and then 2015, I actually, like, the first time I did drag was in a stage comedy show, and Betches, like, saw me in that because the girl who wrote it was working there at the time. And then we did, like, the types of girls at brunch, and now there's, like, the, yeah. So that's when all of the, like, types of girl stuff started. So it's been, yeah, like 7 or 8 years, I want to say.
Wow. Time flies. Okay. I feel like I definitely saw some of your early work. I didn't realize that long ago. Your early work.
You can tell by the makeup. There's been a good makeup progression, thank God, because the old videos make me want to, like, erase them from the internet.
Like, you've had a glow up, I think, with your makeup.
Thank you very much.
You have. I could contest to that. Well, let me introduce you. Sorry, I got so excited to talk to you. You guys might know him as Fat Carrie Bradshaw. He's a podcaster. He's a content creator. He's a comedian. This is Chris Burns. So yeah, your videos, like, me and my one particular friend who works in corporate would literally just share them back and forth to each other.
Oh my God, thank you.
They were so good. Like, types of girls in the office, types of girls at brunch. It was like a types of girls series.
Yeah, there's so many now.
There's so many. And I was looking through your Instagram today, and, you know, I feel like
you have other things now that you,
yes,
that you video for comedy, but I miss those so much. They were some really, they are so relatable, you guys. There's a new one, relatable.
There'll be a new one coming very shortly. So I'm filming one actually tomorrow, I think.
Also just, I literally watched this like 5 times in a row because it was so funny. Types of girls in Hallmark holiday movies.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that, I mean, I like know a suspicious amount about Hallmark movies. So that is my like pride and joy. I've done a couple of those actually. They're so, I didn't just want to be Melissa Joan Hart.
I mean, it was spot on. It was literally spot on. I was like, he's nailing every single one.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get into a couple updates before we get into the topics. The first person I want to talk about is Timothée Chalamet, or Timmy, as I like to call him. Are you a Timothée Chalamet fan?
It wasn't until that video. Remember that TikTok that some girl posted where he like looked up while talking to a reporter and winked?
I think so, yeah.
That was when I was like, okay, now I get the Timothée Chalamet thing. It's a vibe for sure. So I'm more of a fan now than I was before that TikTok.
There's also a TikTok of him dancing at his school talent show, which is amazing. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Well, he's been filming Willy Wonka in London forever. So his fans really haven't seen him. They've seen him only through a few shots on set. He is back from filming. He's in and around New York. There's been a couple of sightings of him this past weekend. But the first place that you guys are going to get to see him officially is at the Oscars because he's presenting. Mm. So I thought that his fans would love to know that. And then on the dating front, I just got word, and I was actually really surprised to hear this. He is on a dating app, and it's not Raya. Yeah, I said the same thing. I said, no fucking way. He just doesn't seem like the type. Not because there's anything wrong with being on a dating app. He just does not seem the type to me.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you something. If I'm presenting at the Oscars and I'm still on dating apps, like, there's no hope for any of us. Like, Timothée Chalamet is on Tinder and I'm out here swiping for my life against Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, can you believe it? Like, I mean, and you guys, like, everyone's going to be like, who told you this? It was like, I'm going to tell you guys who it was. It was the person who does PR for the dating app, which I'm not going to say what the dating app is because, like,
yeah,
I just to protect his privacy, and, you know, I'm sure the dating app would like me to. But so yeah. that's who told me. So I was like, no fucking way. So I'm glad to know you had kind of the same reaction, because I didn't know if I was overreacting.
I feel like if I saw Timothée Chalamet on a dating app, I would be like, this is obviously not real. But imagine like matching with Timothée Chalamet and just grabbing a drink.
No. I cannot imagine that. And, you know, there's a lot of celebrities on dating apps. It's just like, imagine like matching and then having like his opener. It's probably so smooth. His opener is probably so smooth.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. Like, see, this is what I say when I say I get Timothée Chalamet, because thinking about him messaging me on a dating app, I'm like, I have butterflies.
Yeah. Right? I know. Well, I hope it's true. I hope it's true. So that's all I have for him. The next thing I just want to update everyone on is a comment I made last week about Nina Dobrev and Shaun White. There's rumors going around that they're engaged. They've been dating for a while. Now, I did hear he likes to do a little sliding in the DMs. And I had heard that independently of a TikTok that somebody made. And I'll just read to you what the TikTok says. It says, hearing a certain Olympian may be engaged to this beautiful actress and you have to pretend like he wasn't in your DMs on Raya and Insta last year trying to meet up in Breckenridge while he apparently was very, very much dating her at the time.
Mm, Breckenridge is damning.
I mean, it also like it tracks, like obviously he's at Breckenridge. You know what I mean?
I'm like Olympian Breckenridge, hot actress, girlfriend. Come on.
Yeah. So people were giving her so much shit. So she had to post the fucking DMs. So I see the DMs and a lot of people have seen this TikTok, but I just wanted to clarify what my statement was that I have independently heard he likes to slide. Mm. And then just ironically, this girl made a TikTok. So, I mean, the conversation is pretty PG. You know, like you, one could argue that he just wanted to make a friend and then he sends her pictures of plants, which is very innocent.
It also sounds like a way, an innocent way that leads to dick pics quickly. Like,
are plants the gateway?
I don't know. What is an Olympian with a hot girlfriend sliding into DMs to someone just to be friends, a random person? It sounds sus to me.
I mean, okay, so let me just read you a snippet of the and this is, you guys, this is all public on her TikTok, so I'm not, you know, reading anything secret. He does ask her, when you coming up next? Would be fun to go out and do something or hang with some new people.
Mm.
So again, like it could be argued that he just is looking for a friend, but she's a hot girl. She's hot. She's a hot girl.
It also could be argued that he knows the way of the world and that these DMs could very easily be screenshotted. So maybe he keeps things light until, but also I listen, Nina is like, keep hope alive, girl.
Oh, you're saying she should keep hope alive? Like,
well, I just like, just, I hope everything works out for her. I liked her in that Christmas movie. So I'd hate to see her, you know, brokenhearted by an Olympian in Breckenridge.
I know exactly what Christmas movie you're talking about because I fucking watched it this weekend. I know exactly what movie. She gets catfished.
Yeah, ironically.
Ironically, she gets catfish. Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Vampire Diaries fan. So, you know, my heart is obviously like with Nina on this one. But, you know, of the sliding that I've heard him to do on my end personally from people who've told me, it also has been innocent. Like, what are you up to tonight? Like, where are you going to be? Like,
yeah,
nothing shady. So
I don't know, though, because if like I had a boyfriend and he was messaging random people like, what are you up to tonight? And they're like hot. No, I would be like, what are you up to tonight? Why are you asking them that?
Right. Like you're saying like the underlying tone is sus. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe he's just like, you know, people are different, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you mean different as in maybe he really is just looking for a friend and we're just jumping to conclusions because we're programmed to always see the negative in every situation.
Yeah. Because it's usually correct. Stranger things have happened.
I mean, no, I know. Listen, I mean, the plant pic that he sent her is, oh no, sorry. I think he reacted to her plant pic with a 100. So he liked her plant pic with a 100. He gave her plant pic a thumbs up, a virtual thumbs up.
That's probably because that's all she had in her story at the time. If she had like a hot picture of herself, he would have done that for the hot picture. It's just a conversation starter. I do it all the time.
Oh, okay. Okay. well, TBD, I did hear you guys. I really did hear they were very serious. They're not engaged, but they are on that path. And I mean, they're always away on vacation together, loved up all over the gram. So things seem pretty solid, like despite his sliding. So just to clarify, that's what I was referring to when I made a comment during a Q&A.
Hey, Ferris.
Yeah?
This April, guess what?
What?
Reality TV hits a new high on Hulu.
A new high, you say?
Yeah. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on
4/20. Let's blues.
You guessed, You guessed it. Just in time for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
That sounds pretty
intense and good.
Yeah, like really interesting.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders.
Ah, I see. I see what they did there.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. Mark your calendar for 4/20 to get into the new reality series, High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu.
Let's get into the topics of the week. The first thing I just want to touch on, and I want to say touch on it because I haven't really gotten into it on Instagram because I feel strongly about this situation, but I do have some information in case anyone is just curious of, you know, the details of this past weekend. And what I'm talking about is the Kim, Pete, and Kanye situation. Obviously, I'm sure you were following closely to that whole with that whole thing. What are your thoughts?
I mean, obviously, like, it's just like a sad situation all around, but I really am pro Pete and Kim. And I feel like everyone has a breaking point, and like he didn't even break that hard, like Pete. Like, what he said was still overall, I think, respectful and nice comparatively to what he's been dealing with.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I don't know if everybody knows, but you claim to be a long lost Kardashian sister.
Oh yeah. I was ostracized.
Yes. And you often DM Kim these very long DMs. Has she ever seen any of your DMs?
She has never seen them. I hope that she never does. The day that I see scene on that, I'm going to just like wait for the police to show up at my door because they look like the ramblings of an absolute lunatic. But it is a fun thing to pretend to be the only Kardashian that Chris left behind.
And what's your name again? It's like something with a K, obviously.
Yeah, I decided to make it just Carrie Kardashian with a K when I'm talking about and then I say that I changed my name to disassociate from the family.
Got it. Okay.
It had a hefty backstory.
I caught a little bit on your Instagram. And I remember you posted, you've been at this for a while, because I do remember seeing it a while ago. And then it's recent on your Instagram. So you're like still going. Like, I think one day she's going to see these DMs.
I mean, we'll see. I hope that if she does, she doesn't call the police. But yeah, I think it's funny. Most of it is also about me like complaining that Kylie owes me money from a lip kit. And that...
Is that true? Did you buy a lip kit and something went awry?
No, it's not even true. I do have a palette, though, so I have proof if I need it.
Okay. Well, the information that I have is from over the weekend. Somebody was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel in the same hallway where Pete's room was, and they messaged me Sunday morning saying, I have some good intel. I've been staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel in the same hallway as Kim and Pete. They are still here. Today, they were headed out with her friend Sarah Howard and one other guy. Pete is so tall in person. They got home last night, which would have been Saturday night, around 9:30 p.m. as we were leaving our room. Both were in sweats and Pete was carrying two pizza boxes. Very chill. She seems so low-key. Yeah, she seems so low key with him. Could hear her laughing as they left the room. Relationship is definitely the real deal. She had a big head on, like she doesn't want to be spotted. So she saw them Saturday night and she saw them Sunday morning. I also had somebody spot them at the Beverly Hills Hotel restaurant on Sunday morning. And it was a picture where like they were both looking at his phone. Like, he was holding the phone and she was kind of over his shoulder. So I like thought to myself, like, Are they like, you know, scoping out what's going on? Because it must have been a shit storm when all of that hit Instagram. It was just so crazy. You know, I don't like to comment on it because, like you said, exactly what you said, it's a very sad situation. I feel really bad for the kids. You know, she seems like a really great mom. She seems like she's fed up. Like she's like,
I don't think she could be handling things any better than she is. Like most people would have lost their minds by now. Even when she does say things on Instagram, they like remain respectful because she is talking about her like children's father, and that'll always be the case. So I think that's just something that he doesn't think of. And I think it's something that Pete obviously thinks of as well, is that he'll always be the father of these kids. And I mean, it's gotta be, especially Pete, who like doesn't even do social media, to like all of a sudden kind of be in the heart of the most dramatic social media thing of like recent time. So he's gotta be stressed out, or maybe he doesn't even realize how bad it is because he's not on social media.
That's a really good point. And maybe that's probably why, you know, he came on and then he went off and then he came on and then he went off. He's probably like, fuck this shit. It's just better to not have it in my life. And I totally agree with you. Like anyone else in her position would have freaked out at the things that Kanye has said publicly. You know, how she keeps her composure front facing, I don't know how it is behind the scenes. I mean, the whole reason why I wanted to read the sightings of her on Saturday night and Sunday is because it does also seem like she's keeping her composure behind the scenes. But to be front facing and keep your composure, like how much strength must that take, you know?
No, totally. I mean, especially like in things like that, you know, I know people personally that have like had messy divorces that have handled it way worse than her and are not in the spotlight. So I think it's nice. Like, I feel like Pete is maybe exactly what she needs. Like some like light, it's not like a heavy relationship where he just seems like, you know, a good yin to her yang and can like balance and bring something different to her life.
Yeah, I agree. Somebody else messaged me. Now, this is just off topic about Pete and Kanye. They said, someone I know is a public defender for the Ventura County Public Defender's Office. Kim is allegedly trying to work for them when and if she passes the bar exam. So that's exciting news. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how that would really work as like, Kim Kardashian can't be showing up for like a 9-to-5 as a public defender. But look, she's already done a lot. Say what you want about her doing law school and stuff. Like, she really is helping people. And to go to a public defender's office also is like admirable. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like she would make it work. Do you know what I mean? If she wanted to, she would make it work. The person did mention they found it interesting that she isn't going for an LA public defender's position because word on the street is LA is more high profile and Ventura County is quiet.
But maybe that also is why, is that she actually does want to like learn things and help people and not be constantly, you know, surrounded.
Right. And she maybe really does want to be serious about it, go into an office whenever she needs to and not have it be like a huge fanfare.
Totally.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool, I think, you know?
If she... Yeah, I mean, crazy. Imagine Kim Kardashian is your assigned public defender.
No. I mean, how would you concentrate?
That you get like appointed. It's like if you can't afford a defense attorney, they appoint you a public defender. As like your legal right as a citizen.
And it's Kim Kardashian.
And so, yeah, it's so who knows?
So wild to me.
I would be like,
OK.
Yeah. The jury selection would be an interesting thing. I think that would be the issue. Like, how do you find a jury of 12 people all the time that doesn't know the public defender as one of the most famous women alive?
Exactly. Like, how would that work? Like, I guess they couldn't tell her no. I mean, unless it's just so hard, like you said, to find a jury that doesn't know who she is. And they're just like, you can't do this job.
I think her law degree would probably be much better. Like, she can bring to light so many cases that otherwise wouldn't be seen, or like cold, or like of cases of people who are in jail for things that they didn't do, and you know, which is happening all of the time. And then she can really kind of do, like, I'm seeing a reality show about that in the future, like a Netflix docuseries of Kim Kardashian, like, helping these people, because she's so, it's like too far gone to not be famous. So I think she could use it to her advantage to help people who otherwise would not be known.
Yeah. I mean, she does that now, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. But now with a law degree too, she can like have the knowledge of actual legal stuff. So
that's right. Okay. Well, that we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, the whole Instagram, I'm sure, you know, people love to see it, but every time Kanye posts something, I'm kind of like, ugh.
I know.
It just needs to end. So hopefully that will, you know, come to an end and everyone could just go about living their lives.
Totally. I mean, yeah, that's got to be so hard to go through a divorce not in the spotlight, where your ex is like that and won't let things go away. So yeah, good luck to them.
The next thing I want to talk about is, did you get the picture of Armie Hammer that I sent you?
I opened it, yeah.
It's bizarre, right?
Is it from, like, where is it from?
A couple people messaged me about this picture of Armie Hammer helping somebody move, helping this young girl move. And I kind of blew off their messages, because I was just thinking to myself, what? Like, this doesn't make sense. Helping somebody move. And then finally somebody sent me the picture. And I'll describe it to you guys. It's a young girl sitting on a couch, waving at the camera. Armie Hammer is taking a selfie of them. He is giving the camera the middle finger. And the caption says, moving day. JK, I haven't even packed yet. Who's not shocked? Now, the girl looks like it could be a family member or a niece, or do you know what I mean? Yeah. Doesn't she kind of look like she could be?
And there's like emojis in
a family member of some sort.
She used like, yeah, arm emojis and like a house. And the apartment does not look like that of somebody with Armie Hammer's money.
No, I don't think he's moving. It looks like she's moving. You know, I do get asked from time to time, you know, what he's up to. So, I mean, this is what he's up to. He's helping people.
He's a mover.
Move. He's a mover. He's helping people move. Now, I don't know what's going on with his legal issues. I don't know anything about that. I know that there was a blind item about him hooking up with a star on Euphoria. Have you heard about this?
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Okay, this was not my blind item. This was a blind item, I believe, on Crazy Days and Nights. So I just was sent it by some of my followers to see if I knew anything about it. The blind item basically insinuated that he was hooking up with somebody who's on the show Euphoria.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
So that sent everyone into a tailspin. Once this blind item came out, they were like, do you know who he's hooking up with? And I was just like taken off guard because I would never have expected this. So I kind of just thought that it wasn't true. And then somebody in my Q&A said, I think maybe the person in the blind item who is allegedly hooking up with Armie or has hooked up with Armie Hammer recently could be Minka Kelly, because that's the only person that makes sense. But Minka Kelly is on and off with Trevor Noah for the past 2 years. She's also been in New York.
Trevor Noah to Armie Hammer, that's very big vibe shift.
Yes.
Like, and if Trevor Noah, like, imagine being Trevor Noah and be like, when we were on a break, were you hooking up with Armie Hammer? after all of the allegations, that's going to be a deal breaker for me. I don't believe that. But I do believe maybe someone from Euphoria, though.
So let's do process of elimination. It's not Zendaya.
The girl that plays Maddie is, like, I think, too old for him.
Oh, Alexa Demme is 31 or 32.
So, I mean, that's like age range, maybe.
Sydney Sweeney just got engaged. Barbie has a girlfriend, I believe, according to her Instagram. I think she has a girlfriend.
What about the girl who plays Faye?
Yeah, Chloe Cherry.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like they're all really, like, in prime, like, career time, fame-wise. So that would be an interesting choice.
Yeah, it's really mind-boggling. But I mean, basically the only update I have, I know people want to know what's going on with him legally. Unfortunately, I don't know. But he helped someone move recently, and there's this picture floating around. I don't know how people get these things, Chris. It's like so crazy. Like, how did someone get this fucking picture?
Who is it? That's what I want to know. I'm like, that's the person that sent that should have tagged it. Because I'm like, it must have been someone's story. And, you know, obviously one thing leads to another, but careful what you post out there, kids.
Yeah. I mean, this was definitely someone's story. You could tell by the post. It was her story. I don't think it was his, because it says moving day and it looks like her apartment. So
because she says moving day, I haven't even packed yet. And you can see in the picture, like, all of the things she hasn't packed. And for me, that's the most stressful part of this entire picture. I'm like, look at all of the, like, kitchen utensils still out on the counter. You couldn't have even thrown those in a box, and you have Armie Hammer coming over to help move. I'd be like, okay, let's get everything out of here as soon as possible, please.
Wait, that is so true. The most stressful part of the picture is look at her counter. It doesn't look like she's fucking going anywhere.
My God, it looks like she just woke up and they had a party the night before. There's toast in the toaster.
Oh my God, I'm like sweating just looking at it, because moving is the fucking worst. And they're just like sitting there chill. She's sitting there chilling. And
I mean,
literally, yeah, all her appliances are out. Not one thing is in a box.
Nothing's packed. There's a tea kettle on the counter. There's blankets on the pillow. I mean,
there's blankets, like, there's a blanket, like, draped over the couch. Like, you know how you would, like,
she decorated.
I mean, to be fair, she did say, I haven't even packed yet. But I mean, you're right. She better stop taking selfies.
Also, I love that she wrote, who's not shocked, as though Armie Hammer isn't in the foreground of the photo. Like, yeah, we're all shocked, right, like, Samantha, that you're not packed. We're not at all surprised that Armie Hammer is your mover.
That's so true. Like, who's not shocked? Yeah, like, that's what we're shocked about. You haven't packed one goddamn thing, but, like, Army Hammer flicking the bird to the camera. It's, like, totally normal. Totally normal. I'm sure somebody who's listening to this, because literally my followers, like, fucking know everything. I don't know how. They just do. But they will definitely be like, oh, that's his friend's daughter, his friend's cousin's daughter. Like, they'll know the whole story.
No, I know.
I'm crying. That's so funny. Okay. So that's the update.
They're like, oh, cluttered counter. That sounds like his niece, Maxine. That must be.
Oh, God. Okay. I have to pull myself together to talk about the big news, which is a Britney Spears update. Okay. Somebody sent me an email. Somebody sent me a DM, and I'm just going to read it and then we can discuss. It says Britney will be in a Versace campaign, but in parentheses, it says when she's ready, and perhaps also wear Versace to the Vanity Fair party. She hasn't confirmed if she will attend yet for two reasons. Number one, she doesn't want to do interviews. She still might feel overwhelmed at such a big event. And number two, I thought this was weird. Sam's invite hasn't been secured yet, but she definitely will get a plus one.
Wouldn't Britney get like a plus like seven?
Yeah, I don't know. And like,
I can't imagine them inviting Britney Spears to like the Versace party, and then they're like, "What? No, you can't bring anybody."
Well,
sorry.
No, it's the Vanity Fair party. It's the Vanity Fair Oscar party.
Yeah, I mean, that's even more, like, come on. Especially this year with Britney, they're not going to let her bring anybody. I can't believe that.
I know. I don't know, like, what that meant, and I didn't get into it with the person. Sometimes, like, and I'm sure my followers get so mad, like, I don't pry for information because it's, like, almost more fun to speculate and be vague than to find out, like, the truth.
Yeah.
Behind totally. Why Sam's invite hasn't been secured yet. So let's go back to the Versace campaign part. That makes total sense.
Yes.
All Britney Spears fans know that she has a relationship with Versace. Her yes. being in their campaign would be epic. So I just want to stress, it says when she is ready. It's not like something that's going to happen next month or, you know, maybe 6 months. It's when she's ready. So the offer is out there.
I feel like that would be a light start, like, back into it though for her. Like a Versace campaign where she really wouldn't have to do interviews or anything about it. Like, you know, I could see like a light campaign and then maybe we increase.
What's a light campaign?
like a couple of ads here and there where we just see her in some pictures, you know, and then she's around all the time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is me trying to convince Britney to say yes.
Okay, so light campaign is just like one or two, and then like when she's ready, she would be everywhere in Versace, all over.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Or like, you know, she's just in Versace when she's making her Instagram videos. We start on her terms.
Yes, that is a genius idea. I wonder if they propose that. We know she loves a fashion show.
Right.
Like, yeah, give her some dresses. Give her, you know, Donatella, just ship her some dresses and let her do her thing.
Exactly. I want to see just her and Donatella doing a fashion show, like a slumber party.
Yes. That would be so epic. Like at Britney's house, Donatella styling her and Britney just like walking up and down her hallway in Versace dresses to the music of her choice.
Yes.
That would be epic.
That would be so epic.
The other part that I thought was interesting is that she doesn't want to do interviews, which I understand, but there's been so much talk about her interview with Oprah, which she's even teased on her own Instagram. So that part kind of made me sad.
But I wonder if that's why, like maybe after the Oprah interview comes out, she will be doing more interviews. Like, I feel like a deal with Oprah, it's kind of exclusive.
Right. So she would just, if she does attend the Vanity Fair part, now she could attend the Vanity Fair party and walk the red carpet, but not stop for interviews. So, I mean, that's something that easily can be arranged. But you're right. Now, if she is planning on doing this Oprah interview, of course, it would have to be exclusive first rights.
Yeah.
So that would be the first person.
And I could also see them being like, it's the pressure, I'm sure, if she was on a red carpet with all of those people, like, they're not going to let up yelling questions and things. So I could see why she would be hesitant.
Right. And it does say she might be overwhelmed at such a big event, which is exactly what you described.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a hardcore Britney fan. And, you know, I've seen so many of her, you know, of red carpet videos. And towards the end of her, I think, first or second pregnancy, and then since from that moment on, she was a different person on red carpets than she was earlier on in her career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's actually like pretty sad to see the difference.
Yeah. But hopefully like this will be like a whole new life given to her when she does make her debut.
Right. But I mean, I think she was held back so much before that she was maybe scared to say anything. And now we know that she's not scared of shit. Like, she is letting it all just spill out. I've actually heard from a couple people that that's caused a little bit of drama behind the scenes.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. You know, how much she's putting out there on her Instagram, the type of pictures that she's putting out there on her Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm like, nobody, it's, and especially now she's like, I got out of like out from under like the heaviest thumb possible. Like, I'm not going to be told by anybody else what to do.
Right. And what do you think of Sam? I'm on the fence.
Let Britney bring who she wants. That's what I have to say. Like, they should just tell her to bring as many people as she wants and whoever she wants if they want her at the party.
I know. I thought it was weird, too, when I read it. But I was kind of just like,
Yeah. I mean, unless there's, like, somebody at Vanity Fair that, like, has a specific beef with him or something. Because I'm like, you'd think they would do whatever they could to get her there. I mean, that would be amazing press for them.
Right. You know, I actually kind of read it like his individual invite has not been secured, but she will get a plus one. So she would be able to take him as her plus one. That's how read it, which also doesn't make sense because either way, then he would go. So
I wonder if it's like a thing where they're like, you know, when you invite someone to a wedding and it's like, well, they know that I've been with my boyfriend. Why did they write plus one and not his name? Like, is it like an offense thing? Like, it was just somebody at Vanity Fair that like made a critical etiquette error by mistake.
In the guest list?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe now I'm like kicking myself that I didn't ask what that meant, but you know, I think it would be really exciting for everyone to see her at an event right now.
But oh, totally.
Hopefully that Oprah interview comes this year.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Another thing that I've heard that I've posted about is that she's working on new music.
Which, oh my God, the dream.
I know. Now, I've had this argument with people before. Would you say that Blackprint was one of her best albums?
No, I don't think that I would. But like, here's the thing. I love Britney, but I wasn't like a, like, this is going to make me sound like such a monster, but I was more of like a Christina person. So like, if they were both coming to town, I'd go to Christina instead of Britney. So I don't like have a definitive list of like all of my like absolute top tracks.
I've never heard someone say that before.
I know. I don't know. Well, it was like, I also was like very into Destiny's Child, and it was all happening at the same time. And we have to remember, I was in the closet when Britney was like at the height of my, what people would like. So I like would have to pretend not to like her so that people wouldn't know that I was in the closet. And meanwhile, I'm secretly looking up Christina Aguilera doing like riffs.
Wow. I've never met anyone who likes Christina Aguilera over Britney
Well,
Spears.
I mean, not anymore, but at the time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's why I say like musically, I just knew Christina better at the time. So I don't like Got to it. Like make harsh judgment of Britney music because I know I don't have that right.
Right. No, I get it. But you know, Give Me More, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
The song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that was on that album. And that, yeah, she was going through obviously one of the worst times in her life when she made that album. And, you know, for people to think that the album is so great is just like, honestly, like,
yeah,
a testament to her, her talent, which is crazy.
Totally.
I've heard a lot of things about Christina Aguilera that if I told you them, I don't know if you'd like her so much anymore.
I don't think I would be that surprised about Christina because I do get the vibe that she wouldn't be that great.
Yeah. I mean, I think she has a lot of issues that, you know, maybe the public knows about, but I don't think they realize how severe they are. And I've written a couple of blind items about her and these issues. And, you know, again, it's a sad situation. And, you know, you feel bad for these women who've grown up in such a hard industry and started at such a young age that to come out unscathed is almost unheard of, except for like literally like Mandy Moore. Out of that,
yeah,
out of that time period, she's the only one. I mean,
which
unless
is so
she has-
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, she's had really blossomed into a different type of career.
Yeah, and is so successful. But if you really think about it, from that time period of all those young female pop stars, Jessica yeah. Simpson, Christina, Britney, you know, Mandy Moore is the only yeah. one I can think of who's.
I mean, even like Beyonce had like, you know, all kinds of shit with her father. I think we just don't know all the details as much, but, and it's interesting that like, cause Blackout was in like 2007, but then Circus was 2008. Right. And that
wait, did
was
I
like,
call it Black Print?
You I did call it Black. That's why I was like, am I like completely off kilter here?
You're like, I don't know Britney's music that well. That's because
well, when you said it, I was like,
me.
I guess I don't know it. thank God. I was like, oh my God. I did not think I'd get the question wrong. But it's interesting because Circus was when I was like between college and high school. So that was like a party. So I didn't even realize the albums were so close to each other.
Yeah, she churned them out. It was like back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, my God.
Wait, I still can't believe. Isn't Blackprint a girl group?
No, that's Blackpink.
Oh, God, that's what I was thinking of. What the fuck?
But then I think like Blackprint is definitely something. What's the Nicki Minaj album?
Oh, is that Pink Print?
Yes, we're so bad at this.
Why is everything print?
I'm gonna look up if there's a black print album, anything. Let's see, black print album, anything coming up? Nothing off the top of Google's head.
I think I can combine Blackout and Blackpink. Yeah, I combined Blackpink and Blackout and I said black print, but I am so sorry. So the question, so you are fine. You're Britney
and pink print.
What the fuck?
Oh, it was my a God. Three-way. It was a three-way Freudian slip.
Okay, so yeah, so you know the album Blackout. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. What were you saying about it?
I didn't realize that like Circus was so close behind Blackout coming out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And she just churned them out one after another. That's what she tells us now. She like her daddy was just like, sing, Britney, sing. Like just,
yeah, literally. You know?
I know. It's so crazy. I'm happy she seems happier. I hope we get an interview soon. I really hope in 2022 we get a sit down interview because you know she is not going to hold back. I mean, I'm thinking maybe besides the negotiations that probably have to go into arranging something like that, her team must be so nervous about what she's actually going to say.
Oh, totally. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure. And that's why I think it'll definitely be Oprah, because like if anyone's going to do it correctly.
Yeah, I mean, the Lindsay Lohan Oprah produced reality show.
Oh, my God. Talk about, I mean, which never even like actually came out anywhere.
No, it was on TV.
What I remember watching it on like YouTube, and because it's the one where like she doesn't let them into film all the time. Right. And then I remember like Oprah, like yelling at Lindsay Lohan, but for some reason I watched it after, so I had to watch it online and it was like a weird thing at the time.
No, you're correct, because now you can't get it on demand anywhere. Like Oprah said, or whoever, they were like, no, we're gonna make it hard for the people to watch this. So you could watch it on YouTube or watch Snip. It is, anyone listening who hasn't seen this,
It's
a must watch. It's un fucking real. And God bless Oprah. Seriously, her patience.
I mean,
I can't even imagine. So yes, agreeing with you that she would be the best person to handle a Britney Spears interview. So hopefully we will get that in 2022.
Totally. And I feel like it's like there's a prestige to Oprah doing the interview. Like it was like the big Meghan Markle interview, like the big Adele special. Like we need like a Britney special, like Adele's, like a couple of songs mixed in with an interview.
Yeah.
And it's like more televised than the Super Bowl.
Imagine.
Also, let's get Britney as the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, I mean, her Super Bowl halftime show that she did with Steven Tyler and Justin Timberlake is epic.
Oh, I remember that very well, actually.
Yeah, she's wearing a sock glove. Up one arm, she has an athletic tube sock as her glove. I mean, that was her prime when she performed at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Her styling was so good. Okay, well, tell everyone the name of your podcast and where they can find you on socials.
Yeah, so you can find me on Insta at FatCarrieBradshaw, on Twitter at FatCarrieBshaw because they don't have enough characters, TikTok FatCarrieBradshaw. You can listen to my podcasts on wherever you listen to podcasts. We have The Receipts is the one for Netflix, and then I have Middle Children, which is just like a funny one. There's a whole bunch. Just go to my Instagram and they're all tagged.
Now, the podcast you have for Netflix, you were telling me is, and I don't watch the show, but my followers do, so they're going to love this, is with someone from Love is Blind.
Yes. So my co-host is Lauren Speed Hamilton from Love is Blind season one, who got married on the show and is still married. And then, yeah, the first three episodes of the podcast, it's like all people from current Love is Blind. So check it out.
And are you a big Love is Blind fan? Obviously.
I am. Yeah. And the new season is like so good and crazy. So.
Oh, I have to watch it. People are so into it. They ask me about it all the time. I'm like, oh, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was so fun meeting you because this is the first time we've ever... This is the first time we've ever conversed. It was so fun. Thank you so much for your time and for being here. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demoi.